So somehow I always love this idea in the public buildings that there's a trajectory that always reveals the landscape. So there's a kind of, there's a diagram that's always in almost every project if you want to kind of look at it, which is this notion of an ability to release a public trajectory that creates an overview for everyone. A kind of democratized plane that is about this notion of making that privileged view a public view.
I mean, it segues very neatly into the next question, but one of your lesser-known projects is the Sugar Hill Complex in Harlem. And it might come as a surprise to some people in the audience that you're as interested in social housing as you are in private residences. And what was special about the Sugar Hill Project for you?
The Sugar Hill Project was really fascinating for me. And again, another competition, a national competition in New York. What was fascinating was that the statistics about homelessness in New York were, at that time, people think of New York, one of the richest cities in the world, as maybe a place where you don't have much homelessness. Well, actually, wrong. An incredible amount of homelessness. And something that mayors were trying to deal with, but the stats were that this is really a problem. And either you deal with it by creating ghettos outside of the city, which is kind of usually what happens, or housing people outside of the city in kind of conditions which actually create friction and tensions with suburban communities that are not used to the density that these communities bring, or you build the density for these communities. And this was at a time when in New York the fashion or the interest in architecture was just about luxury buildings. What was Richard Meier building, what was Zaha building, what was Herzog & de Meuron building, it was all about high luxury buildings. And I said, I don't want to enter this market. I find it saturated with this discourse, and actually this discourse has already peaked in the sense that it becomes just about what kind of brooch you are using. You know, is your brooch blue or my brooch red? No. You know, in the end, we are within a construction and a framework that can only hit certain levels, and levels of luxury are no longer interesting when they get to a certain thing because you're just making variations of the same thing. But this notion of actually entering a competition where one is talking about housing, dense housing for homeless people, was fascinating. Been dealt with ever in New York as a kind of formal type, as a building type that you make. And it's definitely something I haven't encountered in London either. So I was like, this topology is too interesting. It's very much about the condition of the city and how we deal with the influx of people into the city and what kind of urbanism we make in that. So the building is absolutely low cost. It's the same price as a really low cost housing scheme. So, you know, a lot of people are like, God, it looks like nothing. work with these budgets and then look at the building again and then see. We really pushed not just on the construction techniques, on sustainability, on making a smart building, which actually included urban farms, etc., allowed families that were poor to be able to see, you know, produce this idea.